Bankman-Fried stole billions of dollars from customers. Prosecutors wanted a much longer term, claiming it would protect the public and deter other criminals. A number of inmates at Lewes Jail in Sussex have been taken to hospital with food poisoning. Three prisoners and three staff are being treated, although officials say no one's in a life-threatening condition. Our correspondent Alice Porter says there was a large response from emergency services.
To have so many prisoners who have been taken to local hospitals in a situation is highly unusual, but we saw a number of emergency vehicles which were outside HMP Lewes, which is a Category B men's prison.
The UN's top court has ordered Israel to take further measures to address the prospect of famine in Gaza. The International Court of Justice says it must do more to help deliver food, water, fuel and medical supplies without delay. Millions of customers of Britain's biggest water company could face a 40% bill hike to secure its future. The boss of Thames Water says it needs extra funding after shareholders pulled a financial lifeline. These people in South London are not impressed by the prospect of paying more.
Quite upset and annoyed. Don't seem to be providing a very good service at all.
With the rate of inflation at the moment and what people are getting paid, it's not justifiable at all.
If it was all going to maintenance, maybe people would be a bit more amenable to pay someone. 40% is outrageous.
A man's been arrested on suspicion of gross negligence manslaughter over the death of Gogglebox star George Gilby. He died after a fall at work. Newcastle midfielder Sandro Tonali has until next Friday to respond to an FA charge over alleged betting breaches. He's already serving a ban in Italy. And Gladiators, the reboot, will be back for a second series. It's not known if Bradley and Barney Walsh will return as presenters. That's the latest. I'm Nick Qureshi.
Cheers, Nick.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Tonight will be drier with clear spells, but there will be more clouds with showers, heavy at times, the risk of strong gales, but winds will diminish overnight. Now the sun sets at 5:42 tonight. Now tomorrow will be breezy with a mix of variable clouds, sunny spells and scattered showers. Some may be heavy as well, turning drier and brighter towards the evening. It will be a milder day though, with highs of 13.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHB. AC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Here we go. For those of you listening for the first time, like, what are you doing turning Michael Bublé down? It's actually our well-being coach, or your well-being coach, Michelle Spencer's theme tune, isn't it, Michelle?
It is.
I know. It feels like ages ago. We actually had about four or five songs, didn't we? Or you did. And then we put them out to the vote, didn't we?
Yes,
and,
we did. Some of them were very ironic.
Obscure as well, really, to be fair. Let's be honest. Right. So, Michelle, what have you got for us today? These are the first of a three-part series,
it is,
right?
It is. So, for those of you who are parents listening at home, as you know, today is probably the last day for 2 weeks that you have peace and quiet at home. Your children are home for 2 weeks, and they've probably brought home a ton of revision stuff. And how do I know this? You all must be wondering. So those of you who've just tuned in and never heard my background story. So for 20 years before I became a yoga teacher, I was a school teacher. Year 5 and 6, in fact. So those of you who are listening that are teachers, my condolences, because... Yeah, we're into exam season now, and much like hockey season, everything counts. No, just joking. But I understand. So even though it's supposed to be a 2 week break, I know my kids for sure are coming home with a ton of homework. Mom Alistair, who some of you might have heard on the radio before, has come home with a ton of homework and revision because it's time for year 10 mock GCSEs, also year 11 GCSEs coming up. And then after Easter, a couple weeks later, is also year 6 SATs and year 2 SATs. And it's a lot of pressure for not just the kids, but for teachers as well. So, and having witnessed what the kids go through for 20 years and with SATs. I know it's a time of high anxiety, so I thought I would address that for everyone for the next 3 weeks, because I think it's not just down to the teachers, but parents, if I can give you tips for how parents can help your children and tips for the children as well. So that's what I thought I'd do for the next 3 weeks. And that way you're not just doing homework. You've got something else you can practice. So anyways, commiserations. So Charlie, my son, he's in year eight this year, so he's getting away with not having to really do exams. It's just kind of in-class assessments, which he finds a little bit easier. But I remember when he was in year six, it was, so 2 years ago, it was the first time they had exams after lockdown and the COVID and everything like that. And he did fine when it came to the SATs bits, but there's a component now that's the written bit, and that's done in class. And suddenly for a couple of weeks, so not a couple of weeks, for about a week, he was suddenly ill all the time, like really bad stomach pains. And I remember I had to have Matt come over one time to help me out with him. And it was suddenly always ill. And Charlie is never ill, unless he's really ill. But he never misses school. And then for me, I kind of clocked. So I phoned the school and I was like, something's going on here. This is not like him. Because then suddenly he'd get all better once he got to stay home from school. But so I kind of clocked. I called the school. And sure enough, every time it was a written assessment, written exam, those days, he was suddenly very ill. So those of you who know about your six exams, the written bit like takes a lot, about a month to do. So they have written assessments, about five of them to do. So having clocked as a teacher, because I'd seen it in my own classroom as well in the past, where whenever we did SATs practice tests or SATs, you have these kids who are high flyers normally. Like, you know they're high flyers. You know they can achieve. You know they do really well. They know what's going on. And all of a sudden the test results come back and they've either not even finished the test, they've totally bombed out, just not gotten it. And it's anxiety. And it's, you know, we call it, they freeze on the test, right? So it's, we need to help those people out. And so that's why I thought, actually, this is a good time of the year to address that. And especially those kids that are now in year 10 about to do mock GCSEs, this is going to be their first exams they've done since year two. So because they missed out year six exams. So that's why we thought I'd look at that. So let's talk about that for a bit. So did you know?
Did you know bits?
So I've got a little bit of a stat for you because I thought it was, and I'm not surprised by the stat. So there's actually been an increase in mental health issues in children since the pandemic. And now June 2021, there was results out through the government, and it's one in six children have mental health issues. No, so
it's probably more than that, actually, as well, to be fair.
Because a lot of people don't realize, and like I said, if sometimes as parents you just think your child's sick, and so that's why it was like, okay, first things first, if your child's suddenly sick all the time, call the school, like something's up. And it's good to get to the bottom of it. So I've got two things we can do today. One, like I said, talk to your child. That's the very first thing. And stress to them, tests are not everything. And I used to say that to my students, in fact. I'd be like, SATs, treat them like taxes. You know, we don't love them, but we have to do them, right? Mm. At the end of the day, it doesn't define you. Well, some taxes do. But but at the end of the day, your tests don't define you. They aren't who you are. And it is part of the reason most teachers are opposed to exam-based results, because of the anxiety portion of it. And you and I both know, we both have anxiety as adults, right? You know, and I get nervous and people think, oh, I'm very confident. But the first time I came on the radio, I was like, trying to breathe, doing all my techniques. Lots of times as a teacher, first day of term, I used to have panic attacks, you know, but you kind of get over it. So it's about teaching your kids that. So, and then when it comes to tests though, just telling them their test results won't define them. And as long as they try their best, at the end of the day, that's all that matters.
You need to try and take the pressure off a little bit, don't you?
Exactly. Yeah. And have a chit chat with them. So over the weeks, I'm going to give you a couple more tips, but today I've got one that will help kids. And in fact, for anyone really.
Okay. So if kids of any age then, basically, can do this particular exercise.
Absolutely. Okay, so it's called finger breathing. So we can do it. So pick a hand, any hand. You're going to need both your hands.
Okay.
So I would say, pick your less dominant hand, maybe bring it in front of you, spread the fingers wide, and then take maybe the pointer finger of your more dominant hand.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. So if you're right-handed.
Yeah.
And then start on the outside of your pinky finger.
Yeah.
And as you're going to trace the outside of the pinky finger. As you go up, you're going to think, inhale.
Yeah.
As you go down the inside, exhale.
I won't go, yeah.
Good. Mm-hmm. And then you go up and you go inhale.
Mm-hmm.
And exhale.
Got
and then you just keep going. Breathing in, inhale, up.
Mm-hmm.
Going down, exhale. Inhale, going up. Exhale, coming down. And again, inhale.
Yeah.
And exhale. And it's a really simple one you can do because it's timing your breath again, right? And it's teaching them how to breathe in a simple way rather than just saying to them, take a deep breath in, breathe out. And I know as a teacher, I was guilty of that often, going, just breathe through it, just breathe through it. But actually teaching them, like, this is something you can do. And you can take this, if you practice this in addition to your exam revision that you might be doing over these next couple of weeks, take time to practice breathing revision. And so that it becomes kind of deep seated inside of you so that when you come to, especially if you're going to be sitting in a large exam room or hall, and that can be daunting in itself, that you know, okay, I've got this technique, I've practiced it, and you just start the test with the breathe in, breathe out, and just to calm yourself down, give yourself a moment. You don't have to start the test. It's not a race. I always say that to my kids. It's not a race. And another important tip from a teacher, it's not linear.
Yeah.
If you don't know a question, just move on. Come back to it. But I've got loads of tips as a teacher. Always pick C.
But that hand thing is actually really good because obviously most students are sitting down anyway, aren't they?
Yeah.
And they're doing, you know, I know, like, you've got those desks that float up now.
Yeah.
If you do it that often as well and you want to do it actually during your exam, you can actually do it, just imagine it in your mind. Just you can still spread your hand out, but you don't have to then get your pointer finger on your other hand and trace it in fear of what other people might think. You can just literally put your hand out and do it. Imagine it.
You never know how many other kids are doing it at the same time. And it's self-soothing too. I think if you're tracing it, it's that bit of a soothing feeling as well.
Sure.
Right? Like rubbing your teddy blanket or whatever.
The grounding thing.
The grounding,
right?
So you're soothing yourself as well, just calming yourself down. Mm. So that's my tip this week.
Oh,
and I've sent you a link for Mind for that Joe's going to put up on the catch up. So if you want more tips, or again, if the anxiety is so overwhelming, do call someone, talk to someone. Mind is a really good place to start, and they have lots of tips and tricks for 11 to 18 year olds.
That's brilliant. Thanks ever so much, Michelle. And you'll be back with the second episode of this, I should say, next week.
Our mini series.
I know. I like the mini series, though. Yeah. No, but I think it's a perfect time of year because there's so many kids that are getting stressed. And I know a lot of parents that are stressed about their kids actually getting anxious. So it's like a full circle, isn't it?
It is, absolutely.
Yeah, it's a tough time. Right. So, and again, if you want to catch up with Michelle, where do we go, Michelle?
We can go on the interweb. www.anahatayogawithmichelle.co.uk. So A-N-A-H-A-T-A yogawithmichelle.co.uk. You can catch me on Instagram at Midlife and Michelle, or you can catch me on Facebook as Anahata Yoga. So, and obviously at the gyms and stuff like that.
Great stuff.
Yeah.
And of course, your episode, as we call them, will be up by the weekend. So you can catch up then if you just tuned in. Thanks again, Michelle. And we'll see you next week.
Sadness in your eyes, and I can find a faith in days I've wasted, being around enough to feel alive. And when the world is broken, hard and cold, no one ever knows the reason why. For the ones we may become, for the battles we have won, for the day we reach the sun, gonna play it loud tonight. Just
that with these days. How good is Michelle Spencer? And if you would like to message radio at phoenixfm.com and you want to ask her anything, you can do it through that or on my socials as well, or indeed Michelle's socials. If you want to ask her anything, she'd be more than happy to answer, and I'm sure she'd be able to as well. Now, have you heard the latest news? Some chocolate firms may be rising the cost of our favourite chocolate bars, all due to poor cocoa harvest. Well, I'm devastated, to be fair. And I thought, right, what song can I play? 1975. I haven't played these for a while. This is Chocolate. I fancy a bit of chocolate. What's going to go on? I've got another 40 minutes before I get hold of some chocolate yet. So coming up a little bit later, we've got 98 Not Out with Darren Mutu. And Darren's actually going to be talking to Matt Appleby about his book, Lost Cricket Stickers. And the non-league hour, John Chubb at 7 p.m. All local non-league football team news coming up. 8 p.m, we've got Bumper to Bumper, 1960s to now, with Gareth Williams and The Night Shift and Madeline Christie. She has so many brilliant guests, including brilliant outlaw country artist James Dunn. Now, I'm just going to tune in just to find out what an outlaw country artist is. So all that is coming up tonight, and we've still got 40 glorious minutes left together, including this one from Tiffany. I think we're alone now. We are now because Michelle's just left the studio, but Darren will be here soon. Now, Shake It Off session, I will just let you know what that is. We are going to be dancing on the ceiling, yes, with Lionel Richie, so that could be coming up. Oh, we've got another 35 minutes yet. But now, let's take a look at the travel for you.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
So the M25 clockwise between Junction 26 Waltham Abbey and Junction 27 is super slow there. M11 southbound, slow between Junction 7 and Junction 6. And M11 northbound, also slow between Junction 5 and Junction 6. Now, let's have a look at the Dartford crossing, shall we? There's a stop-start traffic on the M25 anti-clockwise at the tunnels. Travel time there is around 40 minutes. Heavy traffic on the M25 clockwise between West Thurrock and Dartford. The travel time over that side of the water is 15 minutes, so not as bad. as the south. Right, let's have a look at stuff a lot closer. Actually, the A12 northbound just come in is partially blocked due to an accident at Junction 16. That's Gallywood. It's very, very slow traffic there. It's back to Junction 14, Margaritin, already. It's usual traffic coming out of London back into Essex also. Closer to home, Billericay, slow traffic on the High Street between Sun Street and Western Road, Norsey Road. In Brentwood, slow moving traffic on Ongar Road, Shenfield Road, Ingrave Road, all towards the High Street of Wilson's Corner. A little bit further again, let's go out to Wickford with a slow traffic southbound between Westbourne, between Chelmsford Road and Golden Jubilee Road. Right, then Chelmsford, slow traffic on Victoria Road between Springfield Road and New Street. Usual traffic and congestions eastbound, westbound and the Ipswich Road. Cowdrey Avenue all up in Colchester. Usual traffic there. Now on the rail, that's okay for us, but heading over to the Tube, there are still minor delays on the DLR between Bank and Canary Wharf and between Tower Gateway and Poplar due to an earlier 40 train at Limehouse. And finally, Underground Station is closed on the Northern Line at Kentish Town due to engineering works. That's it from Travel Updates from me.
Okay.
Black Magic with Little Mix. Now, we've not had a confession for a while. And remember, if you've got any, you can get hold of me, radio@phoenixfm.com. Put drive in the subject line as well, so everyone knows it's for us here between 3 and 6 p.m. Weekdays. Right, now, there's a confession here. I don't know if you've done this one. I'm not going to out them, don't worry. So, but when I, not me, and I'm not talking about me, but when I receive emails at work, instead of replying immediately, I set them all with delivery delays to make it look like I'm busier than I am. Not sure if that's naughty or if he's genius. I'm not too sure. But yeah, if you'd like to let us know, radio@phoenixfm.com. Now, we're going back to the 90s with Suede, and she's in fashion.
She's in love.
suede. She's in fashion. Actually, now we've got Darren, and he's definitely in fashion. Hello, Darren Mutu.
Always in fashion, me.
That was a classic.
From 1975.
Classic look, we like to say.
Yeah, suede.
Suede.
Did they try and make a comeback recently?
They did a few years back, yeah.
Yeah, it was Brett. Brett, what's his name?
Oh, my goodness. Lee Singer. You said that, yeah. Brett Butler.
Yeah.
Butler, or Butler, as I should say. I always get told off for not pronouncing my T's. I can't help it.
Exactly. Well, you're a good old Essex girl.
Proper East London as well.
You
so
are.
A bit
in
of
fact,
fun.
You're, yeah, what I call, yeah, West Essex.
Yeah, I've lived in Essex more than London now, but yeah. I still can't take the East London around. I've still got that Essex accent. I can't even speak now. Right, so, Darren, you've got a busy show, as always. I think I say that every week, but I don't know how you fit it in for an hour.
I don't. Honestly,
you
every
don't
week,
fit it in, is
I do, but I'm constantly clock watching just to make sure I can just squeeze it all in. But yes, it's, I've got a really, really good guest tonight who approached me for a chat, and I thought, actually, you're going to be absolutely perfect for this show. And it's a guy called Matt Appleby. Who's who writes for The Telegraph and The Guardian and various serious newspapers. He's the horticultural correspondent for The Telegraph.
Oh, wow.
But he likes cricket.
Yeah.
And he's written a couple of books on cricket. He wrote one called How to Be a Cricket Fan.
All right.
Which is a really funny read, yeah. I'm told. And he's got a new one out, which I think is brilliant.
Yeah.
It's called Lost Cricket Stickers. Now, when we was all young, we all used to collect football stickers, didn't we? The Paninis.
Panini,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
We still do now.
Yes. But in 1983, they did a cricket sticker album. Only for 1 year.
No.
Yes. And that's what this book's all about.
So you've hooked
stickers.
To me already.
I know. So I'm going to launch a campaign along with Matt about bringing this back. We're going to petition Panini to bring it back and engage cricket. You know, the whole thing about cricket and any sport is engaging the youngsters. Now, all youngsters love the collecting stickers and completing your album. Did you ever complete an album?
No. I still haven't to this day, to be fair.
I can remember doing, I think it was the 76-77 season.
Right.
That's how old I am. And
he was only one then, though, Dan. He was very advanced for the age.
Yeah. And we used to collect all these stickers. And I can remember having about 20 Bob Latchfords.
Right.
But I could never, ever, ever, ever track down Mick Channon.
Oh.
You remember
him? You couldn't do the swapsies then, no?
No one had it. Oh. It was the Holy Grail. And do you know what? In the end, I had to bite the bullet.
Yeah.
And write a letter to Mr. Panini.
Did you? Mr. Panini himself?
Saying, yes, please send me. Enclosed is a postal order.
Oh, my goodness.
For
postal orders.
Oh.
Yeah.
And about a week later, I got an envelope back, and inside was Mick Channon, and I put it in my album. And I completed my album for 76-77.
Wow, and you showed all your mates who that you was at envy, wasn't you, of your class?
Well, no, they still gave me a good idea.
Was that? But it worked, though. That's brilliant.
Yeah.
And a postal order.
Yeah.
Fabulous. Yeah, but I can't believe they did one for the cricket, just for one year.
Yeah, they did it for 1 year and never again. So I think this is something, you know, because the whole thing with cricket at the moment is it's a lot about old men. And,
yeah.
You know, it's an old man sport and you need to engage the kids.
Sure.
That's why they've got things like the 100 and all the rest of it. Which
makes sense.
Yeah, which all the traditionalists hate because it's flamethrowers, fireworks.
Yeah.
Snazzy kits, DJs, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And all the kids flock to it.
Yeah, I
and
can
the
get
youngsters.
That. Mm.
And so, you know, in 20 years' time, all these old fogies are going to be gone, being blunt. So you need to continue on with this. Football's different because everyone loves football.
Yeah.
And it's part of the culture of this country. But cricket needs to do something. And I think resurrecting the sticker album culture would go a long way.
I think we need a hashtag campaign for that one.
I mean, because it's a very fashionable thing, because there's a Phoenix FM sticker album coming out.
Is there?
Yeah, with all the presenters.
I know why I've not been asked, because I have got a face for radio. That's brilliant, though, Darren. I love the idea of that. So obviously, Matt's coming in tonight to talk about that as well.
Yeah, he is.
That's fabulous.
So that'll be the bulk of the show. And then there's some other stuff, news from around the world, all that kind of stuff. And one of the county CEOs has come out and called members of the counties Luddites for resisting change. And that's caused a huge storm around the world of cricket. So I'll be talking about that tonight. A bit of music. There's music from Funboy 3, from Bob Marley. How does Bob Marley like his donuts?
What?
How does Bob Marley like his donuts? With jam in.
Oh, my goodness. How did I not get that?
Oh. And there's a bit of Heaven 17 as well, just to restore order.
Loving that. So, to be listening tonight, so, Darren, you're coming up at 6 o'clock. Oh, what, 17 minutes time?
I'm the warm-up act for Mr. John Chubb. That's
there we
all
go.
I am.
Yeah. Anyway, cheers, Darren. Do you know what? I've never done this. There we go. Thanks, Darren.
Oh, they're all outside the window, aren't they?
Yeah. Banging. Right, okay, here we go.
What is happening here? Something's going on that's not quite.
dancing on the ceiling. Oh, I wish you could have seen Darren. He was dancing on the ceiling there. So don't forget, it'll be coming up in roughly 10, 12 minutes' time. But first, let's have a listen to Guess the Intro again, shall we?
Guess the Intro.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Talfourd Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Jones featuring Zoe Wees, Never Be Lonely. And I'm going to be leaving you with two songs tonight. And remember, stick around for Darren. He's got a brilliant show, as always, coming up just after the news as well. Going to end up playing Crowded House, actually. Couldn't even remember the name of it myself. We Don't Dream It's Over. Yes, that was our Guess the Intro today. But first, here's Ocean Colour Scene with a Riverboat Song. Thanks so much for all your suggestions and, of course, for keeping me company. And I'll see you tomorrow.
there's a battle ahead. Many battles are lost, but you'll never see the end of the road while you're traveling with me. Hey now, hey. Suspicion, but there's no proof. In the paper today, tales of war and the waste, but you turn right over to the TV page.
On the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.